Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? Terrific Thursday. It's your boy, Other Guy, in a night shift. The name of the show is Night Shift with Got Nice. But again, I'm not Got Nice. I'm the Other Guy. We here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1130. Call in number 516-418-5813. 516-418-5813. I just would appreciate everybody for the support and the love for these, you know, past 3 days. This is day four, you know what I'm saying? Last day of the week. Wrapped it up. We made it, people. We get a round of applause. Oh, wait, yeah, I ain't got that up, though. Yeah, no round of applause up there tonight. But I do got something special for y'all, man. But again, appreciate y'all following. Appreciate the support. For those who do follow us on the radio show but do not follow us anywhere else, you can find us on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. The full thing, M-I-S-T-E-R, Nice Guy Tees, all one word. You can find us on Twitter at MR_NiceGuyTees. And we have the online marketplace where we actually sell a t-shirt, squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. So this week, you know, we kind of had a couple overhanging themes, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the road to freedom, you know what I'm saying? If I could sum this shit up, you know, I'd say that was kind of what this shit was about, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be cheating. I ain't going to lie. I'd be cheating with that shit because I done used that shit for a couple things, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, man. But God Nice kind of beat that shit into my head, man. I kind of feel like that's the purpose, you know what I'm saying? That's the goal, man. That's what we should be here to do. So in light of that and kind of through that conversation, as we, if you remember, it was Tuesday night, me and Cuzzo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cuzzo, man. I love that guy. Shout out to Cuzzo. Cuzzo was on the line and we had a conversation about B.O.B., the flat earth shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I dropped the news to you last night that there was a diss track. There was a diss track from a rapper who was featuring Tyson, Neil deGrasse, whatever the fuck his name is. You know what I'm saying? The name of the artist, when you look at the song, though, the name of the artist is Tyson. But I don't think Neil deGrasse rapping on that shit. But we'll find out, man. You know what I'm saying? I got that shit on deck for y'all tonight, man. Cause I had something for y'all, but I figured, man, there's been a lot of heavy shit, been a lot of heavy week, you know what I'm saying? A lot of heavy information this week, man. So I just let y'all kind of marinate on that, man, and just enjoy the fuckery that we had tonight. This is real, true Mr. Nice Guy fashion shit I got for y'all tonight, you know what I'm saying? But just kind of remind the people who didn't listen so far this week, you didn't get a chance to turn in. I am the Other Guy. Tune in, my bad. I am the Other Guy. Got Nice is out. You know what I'm saying? Got some things we got to take care of. Hopefully, it'll be back next week. But again, no rush. I'm actually enjoying this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I know he's going to be eager to get back to you. He loves the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Again, you can call us and give a shout out to God Nice, number 516-418-5813. Or you can just call in and chop it up with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Got a good little 20 minutes left, 25 minutes left, so we can see where everything goes from there. I want to tell you a little story real quick, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take, like what I did last night, where I gave some real shit for the whole thing, and then I hit you with the fuckery at the end. You know what I'm saying? And again, okay. So, quick little reference to that little shit. You know what I'm saying? I told you about the guy that was fapping on the highway, ended up flipping that shit over, you know what I'm saying? Ended up dying and shit or whatever. So, I was talking to Guy Nice after the show, and this motherfucker tell me, he go, if he didn't come, it was a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? Because my joke was the regular, oh, he came and went at the same time, you know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, he ain't come. It was a waste of time. Or, you know, he didn't say waste of time, but he said it wasn't worth it, you know what I'm saying? And my argument with it was, even if he did, it still wasn't fucking worth it. You know what I'm saying? You lose your life doing dumb shit like that, it still wasn't worth it, bro. I don't give a fuck really what you got out of it. You know what I'm saying? But with the shit tonight, though, you know what I'm saying? Just a little small tad bit. I'll give you a little story, you know what I'm saying, as I always do. Give you a little example of what I'm talking about, and then kind of give you that broad scale before we get into the music. I got two songs, so, you know, it's gonna cut into the time a little bit. But, you know, the story that I want to share, which is a story about one of my homies, you know what I'm saying, one of my good friends. Shout out to my boy Jose. Fuck it, I call his name out, you know what I'm saying. I'll give you a last name, nosy. You can go Facebook, motherfucking shit, start telling motherfucking business and shit. But if you know me, then you know my homie. You know what I'm saying? So he was telling me the story. Actually, his wife was telling me the story. You know what I'm saying? She went to somebody's house and she was babysitting. You know what I'm saying? Now, these old people. They ain't old people, but they older people. They adults. You know what I'm saying? She ain't no kids. So she go over there to babysit the little girl or whatever. And the parents, you know, date night, as rich people do. They pay people to come watch their kids so they can go out on dates and shit. You know what I'm saying? So these people got her over here watching a little girl with them. Maybe two kids. We'll call it two kids for the sake of the example. So two kids. And Jose's wife, my homie's wife, fall asleep on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Now, Jose don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? This is like one of them vantage point kind of situations. You know what I'm saying? Where two things simultaneously happen at the same time, but neither one of these people know. So his wife ended up falling asleep on the couch. So my man say, he sent her a text message. Like, hey, you know, babe, like 1:30 in the morning. Like, hey, babe, you know what I'm saying? What's up? You ain't sleep, is you? Something like that, right? He texts him. And literally, 2 minutes after he texts her, the people walk in the front door of their house. And they see a little child asleep. And she said she jumped up, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever. And she was like, it'd have been cool, you know, if she was asleep, you know, under certain circumstances, them circumstances being the children were asleep. But she said that when the parents got home and woke up, two kids jumping on the bed and they acting, you know what I'm saying, acting crazy. They ain't destroyed the house or nothing. They acting crazy and shit, right? And she say, why didn't you call me? That's what she said. Why didn't you call me? You texted me, but why didn't you call me? And he said, man, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I thought about calling you, but I figured I'd text, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the reason that I give you this example is because of what I told him, the follow-up, what I said to them. And I said, man, that's good, bro. You know what I'm saying? But what you need to do is when you have that feeling that you should do something, you should do that. Like he said he had a feeling he should call her, so he texted. But had he called her, he'd have woke up. And again, she wasn't trouble. Like, they wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying? She a good, you know, babysitter or whatever. It's one time thing, whatever the fuck. So they weren't tripping or nothing. But it's just a very small example about how when you have a feeling you should do something, you know what I'm saying, making that choice every day. Because, again, that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? This road to freedom shit, these choices that you have every day all the time. These opportunities for positive things to come up out of this, again, was good opportunity, bad opportunity. It's all this shit is the same. So every day, every second, pretty much, there's always a chance and a choice for you to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Do again. I want to kind of stay away from that. So I'm gonna retract that. You know, bring it back. Get over here. You know what I'm saying? Bring that shit back. Nah, not doing the right thing, but doing the thing that will benefit you and help you become a better person. You know what I'm saying? Because had he called her and woke her up, and then the person came in, that would have been a story about what drew them closer together. You know what I'm saying? And even to me, the story as it stands today, as I just gave it to you, you know what I'm saying, I felt like it still bring them close together. But her perception being, why didn't you just call me? And his perception being, damn, I regret not calling her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would never be there if you would have just went with what your original emotion was, what your original thing was telling you. Hey, we should do this. That's what you should have did. You know what I'm saying? And I would try to compel people to do that every day. You know what I'm saying? If you're married and you're driving down the street and you just have a thought in your head, hey, I should buy my wife something today. And you should find somewhere and buy her something. You should do it right then. Don't push it off. Don't say, you know, I'm going to do it another day. I'm going to try to do something else. You know what I'm saying? Don't do any of that shit. Do what it was you said you was going to do, or that feeling that you got. Follow that feeling, man, because it's there for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, in light of that, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of what I'm trying to compel you how to do, is every opportunity that you have on a smaller scale, keep in mind that big perspective. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was talking about the overhanging ideas so far, you know what I'm saying, this week. Because if you keep those over, if you keep the purpose of what it is you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like the purpose being, I want to become a better person. I want to achieve freedom. I want to be free from all this bullshit. Then what you do is, yeah, you can set goals. You know what I'm saying? Essentially, I guess that's what I'm saying, is set goals. But to understand that every action that you take should be in line with that. You know what I'm saying? So you ask yourself, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch the football game. Okay, well, sitting down watching this football game, spending this time doing this, is this helping you become free? Or is it helping lock you in this system? You know what I'm saying? And then there you make your decision. Now, again, it's cool, man. I'm not totally anti-TV. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that because me, myself, the only thing I really watch on TV is sports. You know what I mean? Because I'm a big sports guy. So that's one of the things that I do watch on TV. That's why you'll hear me reference that shit in a lot of my samples. But I feel like to give everything its proper due, to give everything the proper attention, you know what I'm saying? Do everything in concordance or in accordance with what your original goal being, you know what I'm saying? And that is to be a better person, you know what I'm saying? But to achieve that level of freedom that it is we're talking about. Now that I hit you with the heavy shit, you know what I'm saying? Okay, boom, boom, boom. Let's get into the fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? So here we go. I'm going to start us off right now. It's going to be B.O.B. This is his song because B.O.B. originally made a song. Okay? You know what I'm saying? He started talking that Earth's flat shit, and then he ended up making it into a record. You know what I'm saying? Again, I ain't heard the record, so we going to all hear this shit together. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to hear the record or whatever, but I got to hear tonight. So B.O.B. made a song about how he felt like the Earth is flat, and there's a diss track coming out after that. So we're going to play. Without further ado, we're going to get into B.O.B. Name of the song is Flatline. It's WMNG, The Night Shift. We got Nice. Other guy here subbing in.
Yeah. You ain't seen my best. Checkmate. In a game of chess. Globalist. See me as a threat. Free thinking. Got the world at my neck. Huh? Am I paranoid? Picture Malcolm X in a room full of bigs trying not to bust a sweat. Ay, Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest. They probably write that man one hell of a check. Ay, I'm over here on this side of town. Come on over here, try to clown. Ay, I never pipe down. If they weren't coming for me, then they definitely coming for me now. I can't even keep my phone charged up. All the shit I'm talking, I should get my own barred up. Rappers, get off of my dick and get your own bars up. Vladimir and Liz's breath got the clone skirt, cuz. Use your common sense. Why is NASA part Department of Defense? They divided up the seas into 33 degrees. Feeding kids masonry, bruh, be careful what you read. Flatline, flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Flatline, flatline. You got me once, but that died. Ay, voice. Do I have a voice? Do I give a fuck? Do I have a choice? Joint. I roll up a joint. Keep my shooters in the game like I hate to disappoint. I see only good things on the horizon. That's probably why the horizon is always rising. Indoctrinated in a cult called science. And graduated to a club full of liars. Heliocentrism, you were the sixth victim. Fuck you and your team, you can sit on the bench with them. They nervous. But before you try to curve it, do your research on David Irving. Stalin was way worse than Hitler. That's why the POTUS gotta wear a kippa. I'm a man first for an artist. Get a lawyer, look up Dr. Richard Sarda. Bam! Flatline. You fooled us for the last time. Flatline, flatline. There's no superior bloodline. Then.
So you want to find the farthest point from that center. And it turns out sea level at the equator is farther away from the center of the Earth than sea level near the poles. It has nothing to do with global warming and melting of the ice caps.
Why is that?
Because Earth, we know it spins once a day. Yes, thank you. Three people know that how long a day lasts here.
Good for row number two. They're off to a great start.
So you spin, you know, when you spin pizza dough, it kind of flattens out. It gets wider in the middle. So Earth throughout its life, even when it formed, it was spinning. And it got a little wider at the equator than it does at the poles. So it's not actually a sphere. It's oblate. And officially it's an oblate spheroid. That's what we call it. But not only that, it's slightly wider below the equator than above the equator.
A little chubbier.
A little chubbier.
Yeah.
Chubby's a good word. It's like pear-shaped.
Yeah.
So it turns out the pear-shapedness is bigger than the height of Mount Everest above sea level.
Bounce. Flat line. Fooled us for the last time. Flat line. Flat line. There's no superior bloodline there.
All right. So that was B.O.B. with Flat Line. Oh, man. Okay. Okay, people. Okay, people. Let's everybody just take a second. Deep breaths. Woosah that shit. You know what I'm saying? We smoking a blunt like I am right now. So go ahead. Sit back. Stop. Take a hit. Real deep. Hold it in. Marinate on that fuck shit that this guy just talked about. Now, as you release the smoke, release that shit that just went in your head, all that information that he just said, just release it all. All right. Now that it came in and gone, let's see what's up. So, again, I tell you, this is new to me. I ain't heard this before. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time that I heard this. So, seeing as this is the first time I heard this, my first reaction to the song is going to be sound like this motherfucker just promoting the hell out of some YouTube searches. You know what I'm saying? It sound like this motherfucker talking about do your own research. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Sound like you don't smoke conspiracy theory shit. You know what I'm saying? You talk about 33 degrees. You talk about some heliocentrism and shit. You know what I'm saying? But okay. So let's approach this from a couple different manners. Musically, it was terrible. You know what I'm saying? The beat wasn't even good. Like I don't even think it's really supposed to be a song. The last 30 seconds is just Neil deGrasse talking some old science fuck shit, which leads us to the second way to approach this. And this, if you are a smart enough person, if you possess the level of intelligence that it requires in order for you to understand what the fuck that man was talking about in the last 30 seconds of that song, Neil deGrasse Tyson, you understand what the fuck he was talking about and how that makes sense, what he said. Call in 516-418-5813, 516-418-5813, because I don't know what, I heard what the fuck he said, you know what I'm saying, spherical and all the fucking, it's like a pizza dough and shit. And it's stretching out. Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Now I understand why your man said what he said. Why your man said about the earth being flat and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Cuzzo said and shit. Again, shout out to Cuzzo. You know what I'm saying? Cuzzo did a hell of a job with that science shit he hit y'all with two nights ago. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers should really been tuned in for that shit. Because that shit did was something special. You know what I mean? Now, okay. Oh, shit. So musically, it was terrible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on board with what he was talking about, but okay. Now we got the Tyson song. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it said, Tyson. The name of this one is Flat the Fact. The name of this song, Flat the Fact, on WMNG Nice Guy Radio. This is the night shift. This is Tyson with Flat.
Is a problem only when people in charge think that way. No law stops you from regressively basking in it.
He learned the game from Carl Sagan. You can never check him. You say the earth is flat and then you try to disrespect him. I'm bringing facts to combat a silly theory, because B.O.B. has got to know the planet is a sphere, G. Whoa. Very important that I clear this up. You say that Neil's vest is what he needs to loosen up.
What?
And he's a mason because the brother's getting paid. When the ignorance you're spitting helps to keep people enslaved, I mean mentally. You gon' make me go insane. I've already stepped out of the fast lane. You the donkey of the day. I ain't waiting for Charlemagne. And all them strange clouds must be messing with your brain. I ain't waiting for days, Bob. I'm right here. I got science in my corner and there's nothing to fear. I'm not sure what it was that really made you think that you could
back to Tyson and your ship won't sink. I mean, whoa, can't fool the people, Bob, they know what's up. I'm in the hating planetarium getting shoulder rubs. I think it's very clear that Bobby didn't lead enough, and he's believing all this conspiracy theory stuff. Are these all of your thoughts or is the loud talking? I'm a high flyer, but you must be cloud walking. And I know Bobby Ray's a great musician with intelligence to say some better shit than what he's written. Hey, yeah, guitar strings turned into a thing. Yeah, you getting bodied by a young king. I'm far from famous, but I got an education. And I'm putting it to use to make a better nation. I'm making sure you get it when it's said and done. Because the track is just a one of one. I could make another one and then another one. The DJ Khaled of teaching Bobby about the sun. Bobby Ray's thinking that flat is fact. Yeah, that flat is fact. Bobby Ray's thinking that flat is fact. Yeah, but we'll go from flat to fact. I don't want to hear about this ever again. Not even when this ends and we're better as friends. Not even when the sand types and tell them again. And we'll put you on a show to make a sellout event. Whoa, what about the change of seasons? The planet spins around the sun, do you need more reasons? It's very clear you're rapping for fame, while I represent the culture and the spirit we claim. I mean, please, check them for a wire or an earpiece, please. Is Donald Trump the one that's feeding you all of these? Stupid bits of information keeps you on your knees. I know we got freedom of speech, but Bobby, please. Somebody stop this, or call the drop squad, because they got this. Maybe they can pick up Stacey Dash too. So if you're ignorant, here's what they gon' ask. They gon' ask if you can play this track back to back. Yeah, it's going back to back. I had to help Bobby go from flat to fat. Took a break from my debut and now it's back to that.
Dude, to be clear, being 5 centuries regressed in your reasoning doesn't mean we all can't still like your music.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. So that was, again, the artist that it showed when I got the song. You know what I'm saying? Can't tell you where I got it from. It's fucking super exclusive. I believe it is on Worldstar, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Worldstar. So that was Tyson. Again, it wasn't Neil deGrasse Tyson, but it could have been his son. Could have been somebody related to him. No. With Flat to Fact. Flat is Fact. what the fuck was that shit? Well, the name of the song was Flat to Fact. But I think what he was saying was, and then you think that shit is flat to fact. I don't know, that shit. he ain't even an artist, you see. You know what I'm saying? He don't even fucking make music, but that shit was better than that shit B.O.B. put out. And I ain't even, I'm talking about just musically wise. Like, if I'm probably will listen to that again. I ain't gonna lie, I'll probably listen to that shit again. That B.O.B. shit, I'll listen to that again. Nah, I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to do with what either one of them are actually talking about. It's just how that shit was presented musically. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that Flat to Fact shit was way better. Yeah, your man's killed him. You know what I'm saying? He killed him with a lot of that shit. Like, he made him sound real star. I don't know who the fuck this kid is, who this person is. I keep calling him a kid. I don't know who the person is. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it seemed like this shit is... It is... Oh, man, it's really a thing, you know what I'm saying? Again, what Cuzzo was saying, I mean, hell, man, look, I ain't even going to say Cuzzo's wrong, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're going to take you, they kind of take you back, you know what I'm saying? Hit you with the fuck shit, boom, now I'm going to bring you back to reality. Like, bro, nobody fucking know, you know what I'm saying? Because to be honest with you, man, what I asked you before I played that second song, which was Tyson's response, that's what I'm going to call it, Tyson's response to B.O.B., before I played that shit, I was talking to you about what he was saying, the clip that B.O.B. had on the end of his song, and when Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about the earth being, he compared it to like pizza dough and shit, you know what I'm saying, that in the middle it would kind of spread out and shit, so it would be like a sphere, but it would be like a top kind of shit, almost like the top that Leonardo DiCaprio had in Inception and shit, you know what I'm saying, and he had spinning and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, okay, yeah, boom, see, check this out. I'm finna link this shit up for you real quick. So, that movie Inception was about a dream reality, dream within a dream within a dream, like the 3-4 levels in order to get into your brain, get into your subconscious, manipulate shit like that, right? In a different form of reality. still reality, but a different form of reality, okay? So when Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking in that clip, and again, it's all about context, but just on the context from what I heard that clip, is that it's a good possibility. Because if you stretch that like he's talking, and you imagine since time is forever, you know what I'm saying, and that eventually it'll just stretch it, you know what I'm saying, it continues to stretch, and eventually it will be kind of flat. Just like pizza dough, eventually it'll be, you know what I'm saying, when you start with a circle and you spin it, eventually it's flat. You know what I mean? Now again, pizza dough is soft, you know what I'm saying, it ain't solid like actual, like the earth is, you know what I'm saying? Earth got all these different layers and different levels and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? It's magma and all kind of shit, you know what I mean? Mantle crust, all that shit, you know, you took the fucking class. So, I don't know what part that plays in it, but I feel like personally, listening to all of that science shit and all of these people like I talked about, because I'm not even sure that there are other planets. I'm not saying that there isn't, man. I'm not. But I'm telling you that I ain't never seen none. And again, if you go back to what I was saying before, eyewitness testimony, you know what I'm saying? You think about how faulty your perception is, you know what I'm saying, and how easily influenced what you think you saw is by someone who's trying to tell you what you think you saw. You know what I'm saying? Because again, spoiler alert, you ain't seen fucking Megan the Murderer, man. I'm telling you, bro, you ain't fucking me. That's all I'm on right now. You know what I mean, like that shit. Don't let this man's life be in vain, Sheldon. So I'm trying to keep this shit relevant in my heart. And the same thing with the young cat. You know what I'm saying? The young boy, Brandon Dash. The same thing with him. You know what I'm saying? So what they did to him was he didn't see shit. He didn't see nothing. Now again, he ain't the sharpest tool in the shit. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to take shots at his intelligence because I don't really like doing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like that's okay. But if they say the IQ test shows he has stupid low IQ, you know what I'm saying? That's just fact, right? But I ain't fucking with their test, kind of what I'm saying and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a big fan of the categories and the shit that these people try to put things in and shit that these people try to portray. They tell you that there's multiple galaxies and there's multiple this and there's multiple that. Shit, if you check the news right now, they tell you that they just found another planet potentially. You know what I'm saying? That comes around every so many thousands of years and shit. And it sounds like the planet Nibiru. A planet X that all these people been talking about for 2,000 fucking years and shit. Talking about this planet gonna come and this is where the Anunnaki came from and all that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Pushing that agenda. So it all depends on, personally, I believe it all depends on what kind of perception that you have. You know what I'm saying? What kind of attitude you have and shit like that. And whether or not you're gonna do the things that you believe that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to keep doing the things that you're doing, or whether or not you're going to allow the bullshit that people tell you. You know what I'm saying? The bullshit that these people putting in the air. You know what I'm saying? I ain't an archaeologist. I ain't never seen no dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? They say the dinosaur bones exist and that they found all these fossils and all that kind of hoopla shit. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That may or may not be true. I personally ain't a big fan of that theory, you know what I'm saying? But what I say is that if these people who, this is what they study, you know what I'm saying? All these people go out here and they study dinosaur bones and shit like that, or quote-unquote dinosaur bones, and they say, look, man, we got to convince the people that they were dinosaurs for whatever the fuck reason, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck reason these people choose. Again, I ain't really trying to get into this, just an example. So these people decide that they want to create this lie that they were dinosaurs. They go in here and they can dig up this soil. They can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They can fudge that shit. And since you don't know any better, right? Since you're just a regular ass person, you don't really know any better. You might believe that shit. You very likely believe that shit because it was on CNN or it came from somebody who's a quote unquote archaeologist or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like just be careful with who you trust, the sources that you trust and shit. You know what I'm saying? Be careful with what you hear, man. Don't let all this shit influence you. Don't let these things or these people influence your perception or your idea of how these things are supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Because what I say is you have a good idea internally. You're designed and built with the idea internally in order to make a good sound judgment. You know what I'm saying? We out of time, no people, so I appreciate y'all checking in. I appreciate everybody being here. We here Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30, WMNG. See you guys on the other side.